great local guests. And right now we have Sister Catherine Marie and Sister Therese Marie. Teresa Marie. And we are so grateful that they are here today. But before we get into talking about both of you, we know that all good things begin with prayer. So would one of you lead us in a prayer to get us started?
Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful and enkindle in them the fire of thy divine love. Send forth thy Holy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. O God, who did instruct the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant to us in the same Spirit to be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, so... We are in day two, a couple of housekeeping things before we get going, okay? So we have this bell, and we want to ring the bell a whole lot. Okay. So what we're going to do now so that we get the bell ringing is every third pledge that comes in, actually every fifth pledge that comes in, we're going to ring the bell, okay? And you guys can arm wrestle over who gets to ring the bell, because I think we only have one in here, or you can ring it at the same time. Here it is, right here. Okay. So we are going to ring the bell with every fifth pledge that comes in.
Okay.
We also are going to ring it for every founder. A founder says they'll give $100 a month for 36 months, or one time $3,600 or $1,200 a year, however you want to break that up. Founders are so awesome because they really do support the station, but so is everybody else. So please, if you feel like you can't donate at a founder level, call in with it, whatever amount that you want, whatever the Holy Spirit's putting on your heart. We can't ask for anything more or anything less. So we would encourage everyone to call 470-508-1160. I don't know. Yep, here's the number. So you guys can beg with me anytime you want to, all right? Just give out the number along with me. It's right there.
Okay.
So other key housekeeping thing, we are also going to be giving away something, and it's called, it's a new Catholic company, and you guys are welcome to smell these if you want. These are new candles made with coconut wax. They burn for 46 hours, and they all are inspired by a life of the saint. So we have one that's Stella Maurice, one that's a battle cry, one that's compline for night prayer, one that's after St. Teresa of Avila. You can go to, Sister Teresa, you should see her. You guys think I'm wild. You should see Sister Teresa. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, you have no idea.
You have no idea. This is awesome. Awesome, awesome. So we want to give that away every time we get three callers on the line. So in this case, Sister, we don't care if people cheat. They can call two of their best friends, and they can say, we're all three going to call in at the same time, and everybody gets a $10 gift card to CordaCandles.com. It's C-O-R-D-A Candles.com. So go on there, find out information about it, and then call two best friends, and then call 470-508-1160. We also want to give a big shout out to Chick-fil-A in Roswell because they provided breakfast for everybody. How cool is that? I'm telling you what, I had never had a Chick-fil-A breakfast biscuit until I did the first pledge drive here, and now I am hooked. I'm telling you, they are delicious. So go and support Chick-fil-A in Roswell. It's on Highway 9 and Holcomb Bridge Road. Also, we have this balloon, the hot air balloon ride. I'm not sure what the details. Oh, it's Play South Playground Creations, and they graciously donated a hot air balloon ride for three people. And so you sign up to be a monthly donor of $20 or more, or become a founder by Friday. And then on Friday, when it's all done, they are going to draw out for the winner of the hot air. Now, I know Sister Teresa Marie would be great up in that hot air balloon. I can see
it. I have to say, I have been up in a hot air balloon one time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you what, guys, if you call in as a monthly donor and you win this hot air balloon, you got to invite Sister Teresa. That's all there is to it. That's it.
I'm ready.
All right. So 470-508-1160. Come on, let's get the phone lines going. It is so important. We only do these pledge drives two times a year. And most of the income that they use to support the quest comes from the pledge drives. So it's really important when we do the pledge drives that, our listeners call in and make a pledge and support it. Also, if you want to support our beautiful sisters that are here with us today, you can call in and give them a message as well. We'll say your first name on the air. We will not say your last name, but we'll be sure to let them know the last name so they know who called in on behalf of them. All right. Again, 470-508-1160. Okay. So I know that you're here to support Catholic Radio and also discuss Our Lady of Perpetual Help Home. First, though, I'd like to find out a little bit about each of you, because I think our listeners would like a little bit more. So share with us a little bit about you, your vocation story, how you got to wear this beautiful habit that you're sitting across from me.
Okay. My name is Sister Catherine Marie, and I entered the community in 2003. Before that, I was a pediatric nurse in North Carolina. And I was heading a women's group in the Charlotte Diocese, and at one night when I went home after the group, we had a discussion and a talk by a priest about the workers in the vineyard. And I was meditating on that scripture and thinking that although I loved my job, maybe I had missed what it was God wanted me to do. Mm. And it was like a voice that said, it's not too late, and go call her. And somehow I knew her was a sister I had been in touch with where I was thinking about making a retreat. And that sister, in talking with me, advised me to contact the Dominican Sisters of Hawthorne and Little Sisters of the Poor. And it was simply a grace that when I came to the Dominican Sisters of Hawthorne in Hawthorne, New York, Rosary Hill, that I knew that was where God wanted me to be. And through discernment, entered the community and have had no regrets. And,
wow. So you actually entered on... Entered or actually were?
Well, I visited. Okay. I visited for a week, uh-huh. And then it's a discernment process after that with the community and different things. And then I made my final vows in 2011. It takes 8 years from postulancy until final vows.
Okay, so you entered in 2003, but actually professed your vows in 2011.
Right.
How beautiful. Okay, and so it really was just kind of 2003. It was a discernment process, I'm sure, but it was no look back, right?
It was. It was a great joy, actually, to get rid of things and give things away. And of course, it was difficult to say goodbye to people. But when I look back, God has taken care of everything much mm-hmm. better than I could have had I not answered Him.
Isn't that so true? That is so true. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So Sister Teresa Marie, who has great fist pumps and woohoos, she is right there with me. So let's find out about your vocation story.
Okay, so my name is Sister Teresa Marie, and I entered the community in 1991. And prior to that, for almost 14 years, I was a blackjack dealer in Las Vegas.
Nice. I can tell that somehow I knew that. No, I don't. That's awesome. Yeah.
So, the way that my vocation came about, actually, there was a young man in my parish one night who said, have you ever thought about becoming a sister? And I says, no, I really haven't given it any thought. And I kind of forgot about that moment. And then maybe a couple of years later, there was a gentleman playing at my blackjack table one night, and he stopped in the middle of a hand and he said, you don't belong here. You should be in a convent.
Really? Wow.
And so I tried to ignore him as much as I could because I really wasn't interested in a vocation at that time.
Yeah.
I don't know who he was. I never saw him again.
Wow.
But a couple of more years went by, and for some reason that thought always stayed with me. So I decided to follow through on it, and I decided to visit our community. I came for a one-week visit, and I entered 3 months later in 1991. So I knew immediately that this is where God wanted me to be.
Yeah.
And I've never looked back.
Wow. That's a great story, both of you. Just, you know, isn't it marvelous the way that God works? And really just, mm-hmm. you know, calls people out of all walks of life, all different ways. Who would have known before, what was it, 1991? Mm-hmm. 1991, mm-hmm. and yours was 2003, that someday you would be ministering in a place called Our Lady of Perpetual Help Home. How, you know, God is awesome. So now let's find out a little bit about Our Lady of Perpetual Help Home. But I got to give out the number again because we got to get the phone lines going. As far as I know, we don't have any calls on the line. And we really want to give away the CordaCandles.com gift cards. Sisters, did you smell these? These
are pretty. They smell wonderful.
They are amazing, amazing. A proprietary blend of wax, coconut wax, amazing scents, all essential oils, and you get $10 off your order just by going to CordaCandles.com, seeing what it is, and then giving us a call at 470-508-1160. If you get two people to call in with you or you happen to be on the phone with two other people, all three get the CordaCandles.com gift card. Okay, so Our Lady of Perpetual Help Home. First, can we talk a little bit about the image of Our Lady of Perpetual Help? Because it's a very different painting of Our Lady. And so can we maybe start there, do you mind? And describe a little bit about Our Lady of Perpetual Help.
Well, the painting itself is Our Blessed Mother holding Jesus in her arms, and he's turned away from her, and there are two angels up in the corners, and they're holding the implements of his crucifixion, and he's kind of turned, he's looking up in fear. It's almost like a premonition of what's going to be happening.
But he's in his mother's arms.
Yes.
And, you know, one of his sandals is kind of coming off and dangling off. But I'm thinking, you know, he knows he's safe because he's in his mother's arms. Yes. And, you know, I think about that image often is, you know, Blessed Mother, just come on, put your mantle around me and, you know, protect me and help me. And so I love that image of Our Lady. So tell us a little bit about Our Lady of Perpetual Help Home.
Okay, well, the home was started in 1939. It was one of our first branch homes. We had several around that time. And so what happens when we start a home is a bishop will invite us to come to their diocese, and that's what happened at that time. I think it was Corrigan. Is that what I say? His name was Archbishop Corrigan. Anyway, so we started that home. Our mother house is in Hawthorne, New York. So what we do in all of our homes is our convents are attached to the hospital part where we care for people with incurable cancer. All of our care is free of charge. We take no money from the government, the patients, their families, insurance. Everything is free of charge.
Wow.
And that has been that way since the founding of our community with our foundress, Mother Alfonza.
That's beautiful. And so do you, you know, is it usually close to the end of their life, kind of like a hospice, or as soon as they're diagnosed, can they come to you? How does it normally work?
They have to be labeled incurable. So usually it is towards the end, but that's not always the case. There's different circumstances for some people. But we're not licensed as a hospice, even though what we do is hospice care. Because in this country, if you're licensed as hospice, you have 6 months to stay in that facility. So if we did that, someone would only be able to stay with us for 6 months. And we want them to stay with us however long God wants them with us. And that's part of our value of the sanctity of life, that they are with us from the time they come until they go to meet God.
So they're really not considered terminal, but they are incurable.
Okay.
So everything has been done for them medically that can be done. There are no more treatments available, chemo, surgery. They've already been through all of those things. So when they come to us, they're coming to our home to be with us until they die, and we take care of them. And one of the important things about what we do is we also focus on their spiritual life and prepare them spiritually, because that's really the most important thing.
I agree. So can we talk a little bit more about, you know, how, what you do? I mean, we don't have to go into depth on how you, you know, the nursing part of it, but the preparing them spiritually at the end of their life, I think would apply to all of our listeners, because we're all going to be there someday and we, you know, don't want to wait until the very end. I'm going to give out the phone number again and try and get the phone lines going. Again, we're trying really hard to get Okay, we did have one person who called in for Sister Catherine Marie, and it was Sheila. And I don't know if you know Sheila, but she called in for you, and we can give you they'll give you the last name when you're leaving.
Okay, sure.
All right. And we just got another founder. Man, you guys, you're rocking it.
You
are rocking it. So, picture. So we're going to have to do the ringing of the bell because I'm slow. So wait just a minute so that I, because you know what? I'm old and I am very technically challenged. Oh, if Annie's getting it, then I don't have to worry about it. So go, sister. She knows better than I do when we ring the bell. How cool is that? She had it. She had it in her arm as soon as she heard it. Okay, so Father Tim, who was on today, became a founder. Oh, I said that name. Is that okay? I was just reading, and all of a sudden, I hope he's okay that we're saying his name. Thank you, Father Tim. He's entered into the drawing for the hot air balloon ride and the beautiful Holy Family picture from the artist Sally Kazin. Mm-hmm. Sally Kazin. How cool is that? I agree. How cool is that? Wow. Okay, so, and it's every monthly donor that gets entered into the hot air balloon. What about the picture? Every monthly donor. So it could even be, you know, listeners out there, it could even be a $10 a month donation. And you call that in and you are entered into this hot air balloon. And I go back to the fact that you need to invite Sister Teresa Marie because, you know, she is on fire and she got to ring the bell for that founder. So now we got to get another founder or we got to get five pledges of any amount. Right now we have two, so we just need three and we get to ring the bell again.
Okay.
So, and we get three on the line at the same time and we get to give away cordacandles.com. Mm. Number to call is 470-508-1160. Before I came on the air, I got to go meet many of our volunteers over there. Wonderful people ready to take your call. Come on, 470-508-1160. Our theme for the week is Family Strong. And I am telling you what, you all must be a tremendous blessing, especially to families when they have a loved one that is really close, getting close to the end of their life, to their final judgment. And so we were talking a little bit about, you know, preparing someone. And so can we talk a little bit about that preparation that you give?
Sure. So each patient that comes, of course, comes with their own background. So you really have to meet them where they're at in terms of where they are spiritually. First of all, make sure that they know they're loved. It sounds so simple, but there are so many people who do not feel loved, do not know that they're loved, do not know that they're loved by God. Mm-hmm. So to show that in the way we care for them, mm-hmm. and just even to reminding them, saying simple things like, remember, God loves you. He mm-hmm. created you out of love. Yeah. To open up opportunities for conversion. We've had many conversions in our homes of people coming back to the faith or converting to the faith mm-hmm. before their death.
Yes.
So not pushing that, but looking for that opportunity of someone who is seeking the truth.
And for us also, for our own spiritual lives, what gives us the strength to do what we're doing with our patients, especially preparing them spiritually, we have daily mass in our chapel. We have Liturgy of the Hours, daily prayer, daily holy hour. So we are back and forth from the mm-hmm. chapel mm-hmm. to the floor with the patients. And mm-hmm. so we get the strength from the Eucharist mm-hmm. every day, mm-hmm. and the Lord works through us mm-hmm. for our patients.
What a blessing. Mm-hmm. What a tremendous blessing for all of those patients. For you too. I mean, I'm sure, you know, anytime that you give like what you're giving, you can't help but receive graces back in return, you know?
And, yes.
And mm-hmm. and so can we talk? I'm going to give out the number again. I'll ask the question, then I'll go back to giving out the number. Can we talk maybe about some of the stories that you've mm-hmm. had? And I'll share one that just happened recently with me too, along the same lines. But I'd love to hear some of those stories of really ministering to the people, you know, in their last hours.
Okay.
So think about your favorite story, and then we'll share that after I give out mm-hmm. the number. Of course, you guys can beg with me anytime you want. Sister Teresa, you want to give it out?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to give out the number. It's 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com. Please send in your donations now.
You are good. This woman has another career, you know. She could have been a blackjack dealer. She could have been a radio host, and the Lord called her away. So we'll let Sister Catherine Marie do it here in just a second as well.
Sure.
So I bet she's got it good too. All right. So let's find out a little bit. And you know, Sister Teresa said the questatlanta.com. Of course, that's the online. If you want to go on and, you know, hit the donate now button, you can donate online as well. So number to call again is 470-508-1160. As far as I know, Annie, is that three pledges this hour? What do we got? One, two, three, four. And they may be putting in another one. So we just need one more. Come on. One more and we ring the bell. One more, and Sister gets to ring the bell because we are ringing it at every five pledges. So come on, we want to do this a lot. We just need one more person to call 470-508-1160. Whenever we get that fifth one, we'll ring the bell and we'll say thank you and say a prayer for all five of those donors. So 470-508-1160. All right, you want to start, Sister Catherine, with your favorite favorite story. There's got to be a million of them,
right? Oh, there are a lot. Yeah. There are a lot of stories. So I'll tell you one. The one that came to my mind is of a man that we had in Philadelphia who, when he came to us, he had been abandoned by his family in his time of need. And so we were caring for him. He had been baptized Catholic but had left the faith when he was young. And he expressed some interest when he first came, but then kind of backed off. And then one Sunday, I was doing dishes in the little kitchenette we have in the hospice, and the Holy Spirit said to me, go and ask him if he wants to come back to the faith. Mm-hmm. So I went into the room, and he started to cry immediately. And he said, Sister, I was just praying that I felt like I should come back, and but I was scared to. Mm.
So you didn't even have to ask.
No.
As soon as you walked in the room.
Right.
Wow.
Right. He knew. Yeah. And so I got Father, and he gave him the sacraments, brought him back into the church, heard his confession, gave him Holy Communion.
Wow.
He was too sick to go into the chapel. And so that evening, that very same day, we were doing his evening care, and something happened, and he changed very quickly. He was dying. Mm. And so I stayed with him. I held his hand. He grabbed my hand. He said half of a Hail Mary, looked up, and he died. I mean, that man received the sacraments and then died the same day.
Wow.
So it was such a beautiful story of just how God works through little things.
The mercy of God. I mean, how long had the person been away from the faith?
Oh, years. Oh, probably about 30 years.
Isn't that amazing, the mercy of God and how God can really, you know, he's always there asking. He's always there asking, but we just turn the other way. It's us that turns the other way. It's not that God is not there with us. He is. It's just us that's refusing to listen. And, you know, and you said away from the church 30 years. All the time with Catholic Radio. I mean, here you guys are doing it in Our Lady of Perpetual Help Home, but Catholic Radio is doing it too, because we have people all the time that go to confession. I have a priest sitting across from me, and he says, I just heard a confession from somebody, and this was just 2 weeks ago. I had a priest, and he said, I just heard a confession of somebody, and when we got to the end, I said, you know, they had been away from the church for 50 years.
Oh, wow.
And he said, so what is it that brought you back at the very, you know, after everything was done? They said Catholic Radio.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it happens all the time. 32% of the responders to a survey that was sent out across Catholic Radio, not just the Quest, but across all of Catholic Radio, 32% of the people that responded said that they returned to the faith because of what they heard on Catholic Radio.
Oh,
that's
wow.
One in three. I mean, that's huge. Now, granted, that's just the people that responded, but nonetheless, that's a huge, huge number. The very first day of one of the radio stations going on the air, at the end of the day, somebody called and said, I just, air quotes, happened onto the station. I just want you all to know that after 30 years, I'm coming back.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
You know, it just it's the power of Catholic radio. Mm-hmm. And, it, you know, it's not Catholic radio in and of itself. You mentioned the Holy Spirit told you to go to that man. It's the Holy Spirit working through these airwaves. And the Holy Spirit works through these airwaves because we have the airwaves to do it. And the only way we have the airwaves to do it is if our listeners will call. So, sister, it's your turn.
Okay, so please call 470-508-1160. Remember, generosity is a virtue.
I love it. These guys are good, aren't they? I mean, they can have my job. They are really good, but we would not want them to because we want to keep them right where they are and ministering to all of these wonderful people. So come on, 470-508-1160. We are still waiting for that fifth pledge. Come on, we need... Oh, we have it already. Yes? Woo, we've got six. Ooh. Okay, so now it is Sister Catherine ringing the bell. Awesome. Yeah. I love this. So that means we just need four more now. You know, I don't rest. You know, we passed five. We'll do it again every increment of five. So we want to say a prayer for Sheila, for Lois, for Teresa, Charles, Father Tim, and Joan, who all called in so far. So far, we're only 25 minutes in. So far, those six people have called in. Let's keep it going. Oh, my goodness. You, Atlanta, I'm telling you what, all the surrounding areas, all the listeners of the Quest, you guys are amazing. And let's just keep it going. Let's give away some CordaCandles.com gift cards. Let's do it. 470-508-1160. Or online, thequestatlanta.com. All right, so now we're going to find out about Sister Teresa Marie, former blackjack dealer, now a Dominican sister, and helping all of the people that are terminal with no cure at Our Lady of Perpetual Help home. And so a favorite story of someone in God's work in their life.
Sure. This was a few years ago at our mother house in Hawthorne, New York. And it was a female patient, and she was Buddhist.
Mm.
And she was a relatively young woman, too. And we never talked about God or faith. But as her condition was starting to decline, she made a request to one of the sisters, and she told the sister, "I want to be baptized, I want to be confirmed, and I want to receive Holy Communion." And the sister notified the chaplain, and he wanted to know why she wanted to do this. She says, "It's because of the example of the sisters and the way that they have cared for me."
Yeah.
And we never preached to her, but we preached with our actions. And so Father baptized her, confirmed her, gave her Holy Communion, and she died later that day. She was alert enough to ask for those things, and then she died later that day. So God comes to her in the 11th hour.
Yeah.
His mercy is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
He loves us so much.
Yeah.
And he has this infinite patience to wait, even for the most hardened sinner who may feel that they're beyond hope, but he's still calling that person.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting that you say the beyond hope, because I think for the people that are away for that long, I think that's true. They often do. And that kind of goes into the story that I said I would share as well. And I'm going to make it short because it's not about me, but it goes along exactly with what you're talking about. But I want to get the number going because we got to get the phone calls coming. 470-508-1160. Come on, we can do this. 470-508-1160. Come on, sisters, we can do this one together, right?
Okay.
470-508-1160. Woo! Come on, let's be here. You're not going to call for that. Sister, the woohoo again. Let's hear it.
Woohoo!
Woo! She's got it. I'm telling you, this sister, Sister Teresa Marie and Sister Catherine Marie, they are both such a joy. I wish, you know, at times like this, I wish that it was TV so that they could see your joy and really experience that. You know, radio, I think it gets into people's homes and into their cars, you know, at times when, you know, they can just be listening, flipping channels, and all of a sudden, you know, the message of Jesus Christ is coming mm-hmm. to them. And mm-hmm. and it's just so powerful. 3%, I was telling you about that survey, 3% of the people who responded said that it had saved them from suicide.
Wow.
And I did talk with one person, not personally, it was a good friend of mine, met with someone who said they were driving to a bridge to end their life, and they turned it on and they heard God loves you, and they started listening, and that's all it took, and they didn't end up, you know, and it just, you know, and granted, you know, I think about these statistics sometimes, and I think 3%, that's really high, but these are the people who responded. These are the people who wanted to tell their story about Catholic radio, but it's still really a high percentage rate, and any life saved is worth it, right?
Definitely.
You can't put a dollar amount on any life that's saved. So, okay, so here's my story. Again, the number...
470-508-1160.
Excellent. You guys are good. All right. So my story, it was actually a very personal story. My husband is cradle Catholic. It was his great aunt, Kate, who was 98 years old. This happened just a few weeks ago. And she left the church when she was 20. She married outside of the church. And she was 98. And she was diagnosed with lung cancer. And so she told her kids, of course, who weren't Catholic, you know, will you contact Bob, which is my husband? He's the only one that I know that's Catholic. And so they did. You know, kudos to her family that they would, you know, go ahead and do what she wanted, even though they weren't brought up that way. Mm-hmm. Long story short, she said, you know, this happened to me. I've been away, but I really want to come back. But I don't think I'm worthy. That was her thing, is I don't think I'm worthy. But is there any way, do you think there's any way that I could receive last rites? That was what she asked for, was last rites. He said, you know, Aunt Kate, let me see what I can do. And so we got a priest there. The priest came, you know, talked to her, gave her confession, gave her, you know, last rites. We're not sure if he gave her communion. We need to ask that. We're not sure. I'm sure he probably did. Why wouldn't he, right? And, just a few days later, she died at exactly the hour of 3:00.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, divine mercy.
Divine mercy. And I mean, her family, when they called us and said, yeah, my mom died at 3, they had no idea the impact that had on us,
right,
you know,
because
they didn't know what they were calling about. And, you know, it just, we just marvel at the mercy of God and how he really can bring people back. Because he's there all the time. It's just them that have turned away. And so number to call again, 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. Okay, so we have a book of the hour, and it's called God So Loved the World, Clues to Our Transcendent Destiny from the Revelation of Jesus. And it's by Father Robert Spitzer. And it's the book of the hour for founders, Dollar a Day Club members, and monthly donors of $20 or more. So anyone who calls in gets into the drawing, and we draw out at the end of the hour? Or how does that work?
Every caller
gets it. Okay. So, you know, have we had some of those so far? We have had one-time donors. No, Father Tim was a monthly donor. So Father Tim, you get this book as well. Wow, how cool is that? So call in just $20 or more per month, and you get this book, this wonderful book. So you also, if we can get 3 people on the line all at the same time, I'm still waiting for that to happen. It's fun for me when we get the 3 calls on the line, and I get to give. You know what? I brought these all the way in my suitcase today, right? I flew in today to do this pledge drive. They stopped me at security. They had to swab them all, make sure that I wasn't, you know, doing something that I shouldn't be doing. And, yeah, it was – so I'm not taking these back with me. Let's give them away. Annie's like, yeah, I'll take one. All right, so come on, 508-1160. Let's get the phone lines going. I know we can do this. We've had 6 calls, just 4 more, and we ring the bell. Who's going to be the 4 heroes that let the sisters ring the bell again? Or a founder. A founder is an automatic ring of the bell. We've had one of those thanks to Father Tim. Mm-hmm. Father Tim is the one that helped you to do that. Did we stop and say a prayer for the people that had called in, or did I just keep rolling?
You read their names and said, we'll pray for them.
Okay, so we need to do that.
Okay.
Would you lead us in that prayer?
Okay.
Either one of you. I don't care. Okay. Keep going. All right. I'm going to give out the number, and then we're going to pray. 470-508-1160. Sister's getting a really good prayer out for us in Thanksgiving for everybody who has called so far, and, of course, in petition that we can receive the necessary donors that we need in order to keep the Quest Atlanta strong. We can do this. We can do this. And when I say we, I mean all of us. Linking arms, fighting the good fight. John Paul II, now John Paul the Great, when he was alive, he said, if St. Paul was alive today, he'd be on Catholic radio. Mm-hmm. And I think that is so true because it is such an effective means of evangelization. What's our listening area here in Atlanta, Annie? It's like 3 million, right? 3.1 million potential listeners at any given moment. I told you the story about the man just flipping channels. That can happen to any one of those 3.1 million people. And yet we can reach them with so little money. And so your money really goes a long way when you call in and you donate. And now if you become a monthly donor of any amount, you also get the book, God So Loved the World by Father Spitzer. And so and it's just an automatic, you get the book if you're a monthly donor of $20 or more. I'm still waiting for somebody to call 2 of their friends and everybody call in at the same time so that you can get a $10 gift card to cordacandles.com. Whatever it is, though, whether it's a one-time, whether it's a monthly, love to have another founder. Founders, you know, the end of October, they're not going to be doing founders anymore. So now is the time if you want to be included on the list of founders. You get a certificate for your home. You get your name on a plaque here at the side of the tower. Forever you have bragging rights that you are a founder of Catholic Radio, and you can even put it in your obituary someday. So come on, now's your opportunity. By the end of October, you can't do that anymore. So 470-508-1160. And we want to say in Thanksgiving for everybody who's called so far. Go ahead.
Okay. This is a prayer to St. Joseph for those individuals that have called in asking for a prayer request. Mm-hmm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Holy St. Joseph, loving guardian of Jesus and Mary, assist us by your prayers in all the necessities of life. Ask of Jesus that special grace which he granted to you to watch over and protect us, our families, and our homes each day, so that with Mary and with you, heaven may find us united in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Okay, again, for all those just tuning in, we are in day 2 of our pledge drive, and we are our spirit drive. We are trying to raise the funds that are necessary in order to keep 1160 AM The Quest here in Atlanta on the air. And wow, you know what? This is a 50,000 watt station. There are only about 7 or 8 50,000 watt stations throughout the whole country that are Catholic. And one of them is right here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So what a blessing it is that we have that gift here. And with that gift also comes a responsibility because, you know, Carol, she got it all going. You know, Carol and she really started it all up. And now it's up to us. It's listener supported. Mm-hmm. So it's up to each of us to keep it going. Mm-hmm. She can't, you know, pay electricity alone on a 50,000 watt station is astronomical. So you know, what she's doing here is a wonderful thing, and with it comes a responsibility from each of us to keep it going. So if you would like to be a part of that, again, the number?
470-508-1160.
470-508-1160. If you're listening at work and you want to go online to thequestatlanta.com, or if it's just not convenient for you to call right now, go to thequestatlanta.com and make a donation that way as well. All right, so we are talking with Sister Catherine Marie and Sister Teresa Marie, and they are from Our Lady of Perpetual Help Home. They are Dominican sisters, delightful Dominican sisters. You know, Sister Catherine Marie, you were a pediatric nurse, so you had some skilled nursing. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you have to either come in with or learn, or how does that work?
So you do not have to be a nurse before you enter our community, but once you do enter, when you're in the novitiate, you're sent to get your CNA. Mm-hmm. Which is about an 8-week course. It's not very difficult. So that way the sisters are either CNAs or nurses, mm-hmm. so that those who are caring for the patients do have the skills that are necessary.
Mm-hmm. And this is a home, an actual location where people go and live. It's like you're not mm-hmm. going into their homes. They're
right.
coming to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, just what a beautiful ministry. And I know, Sister Teresa Marie, you were talking about how you really minister and prepare them with your actions, you know, that mm-hmm. that it was your actions for the Buddhist person who came in, you know, came into the church right before they died. It was, you know, that person said it was your actions really that inspired them. And I can see that as happening. Do you do anything else, you know? Not that that's not enough, but are there other things that you do maybe for those who want more instruction mm-hmm. or, 'cause we talked about how you prepare them, you know, right. as they're ready to meet God. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you do?
Well, we don't actively, proselytize, but we do evangelize. Mm-hmm. And so, if someone is asking to speak to us or asks us to pray with them, yes, we are more than willing to do that. Usually when a patient is dying, we're sitting at the bedside praying for the patient and also with the families. Mm-hmm. So just our presence there. We live there at the home, so we are there every day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they see us all the time.
Yeah.
Usually a patient will have a sister who is her primary caregiver, but we all take part in caring for all the patients. But usually a patient will have one sister caring for them mm-hmm. from the time they come in until the time that they die.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And right. So around the clock? The sister mm-hmm. is kind of assigned to them around the clock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really a mm-hmm. gift, too. Yeah. Truly a
yeah.
gift.
We take turns covering the night duty, covering the afternoon duty. Mm-hmm. So it's all worked out.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That really, mm-hmm. what a beautiful, beautiful gift that you're able to offer. So any other stories that you'd like to share? And I'd also, you know, I sit here and I think, while your actions are tremendously changing the lives of these people, I've got to believe also that the graces that you're receiving mm-hmm. from doing this are also changing you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
so how have you yourselves grown closer to God by ministering in this way?
Well, the aim of the Dominican Order is the salvation of souls, and that cannot be done if we don't work on our own salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, we also receive some of those graces in what we do for the patients. I'm thinking in particular of a patient that was at Rosary Hill that I'm pretty sure Sister Teresa Marie knows, who when he came in, he had, he was an alcoholic, and we had to deal with that and get him off of the alcohol. And what happened is that I have never seen someone have such a full conversion where you could see him daily growing in virtue.
Yeah.
With each communion, he became a holier person.
Mm.
And that really was an example to the sisters of how am I using the graces that God is giving me? How am I growing in holiness? It was a real challenge, I know, to myself, to as I saw this man come in with a very hard heart, not only shed that hardness, but then come into the faith and then live that virtuous life, and then to die a holy death. Mm-hmm. So that really challenged us to how are we living our faith.
Mm-hmm. 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 Beautiful. Did you have anything, sister, that you wanted to add to that?
I know for myself, when I first entered, of course, I wasn't used to working around sick people or dying people, and my own fears of death were very real. But as the years have gone by, and I have been at the bedside of so many dying patients, and I see how beautiful and peaceful it can be, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, for most of them, my own fear of death has been alleviated. Mm-hmm. But also, too, that our faith tells us that death is not the end. It's just a doorway into eternal life. So if you have that faith, then there's nothing to fear.
Okay, all right, so we're going to give out the number again. I'll let both of you do that, then we'll give a little bit of an update here. So
okay, 404-400, I'm sorry.
You guys are good, that's all right.
I should put my glasses on, I'm
would
sorry.
You like me?
I'll let Sister Tracy redo
I'll
it.
I'll do it.
You're doing great, you are doing great.
That number again is 470-508-1160.
Come on.
Call now.
Do it. That's right. Call now. That's right. And you know what? Julie, she did. She called now and she became a monthly donor. So we are grateful to Julie. That is our seventh caller since you guys sat in the hot seat. So how cool is that? I you know what, guys? Here's the deal. We need three more calls real quick because I do not want to have to slap the hand of Sister Teresa Marie. And she is reaching for the bell. So we want her to ring the bell. We need a founder right now. Look, you know what? I had a priest the other day that said the nuns would slap him with the ruler. So
oh, no.
I don't have a ruler in here, you know, and I didn't grow up Catholic, so I don't have those memories, but no, I'm just kidding. But we would love it if we could get three more people to call in because we ring the bell at increments of every five pledges, and right now we're on seven for this hour. So we want to ring the bell again, and a founder would be an automatic ring of the bell. Mm. You would also get the beautiful certificate for your own home, get your name on the plaque here at the station, forever have bragging rights that you're a founder of Catholic Radio. And you know, I say that as joking, but I think someday, you know, if you put it like in your obituary or something, you're still going to be evangelizing. How cool is that? Because mm-hmm. people are going to see it in there. My mother-in-law used to always read the obituaries. Every day she would mm-hmm. read, and I never understood it. But as I get older, I get it, you know? right. But yeah, you can evangelize. If you're a founder, you can put it in your obituary someday. And, you know, you could be evangelizing even after you've passed away. So again, the number to call, 470-508-1160, or you can go online at thequestatlanta.com. We want to say thank you to Julie, and let's get some more callers. We just need three, and if all three are on the line at the same time, then we give away the cordacandles.com $10 gift certificate. So come on, let's do this really quick. So we've talked about these beautiful stories as people are nearing death. I will tell you that my mother-in-law, when she was dying, she was a wonderful Catholic woman, so I don't want to paint any kind of picture that's not. But at the end of her death, she kept asking, you know, over and over again to go to confession and different things, and you could tell that she was feeling, you know, the weight. And so we would do our best to always, you know, respond to that. But as she got really close, one day she would be saying things like, "They're singing. They've been singing all day." And then the next day she'd be talking about the bugs that were crawling on the wall. And so it was, you know, it just kind of seemed, it never, you know, I'd go and pray the rosary by her bedside. I never had really understood the end of the Hail Mary, now and at the hour of my death. Pray for me now and at the hour of my death. Mm-hmm. It never became any clearer to me than at that point. And so talk to us a little bit about that. And you know, maybe some of the ways that we can really have that peacefulness and maybe the ways that you see, you know, these people are more prayerful, more prepared, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's really is the kernel of our apostolate, is to be like Mary at the foot of the cross, mm-hmm. to be at the foot of the cross of our patients. And depending on their life, what diagnosis they have, what medications they're on, that's going to take different forms at the end. But to always be there with them for whatever they need, spiritually, medically, but to be there to pray with them at the bedside, that is the most important thing that we do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we do everything we can in terms of medicine, whatever is available to help them through that medically, but the spiritual is the most important.
And so do you see very often, you know, where they go between the, you know, it's beautiful and it's not so beautiful,
oh,
or
sure.
scary.
Yes. Oh,
yeah,
sure.
You see that,
oh,
a lot.
Sure.
Yeah, there's so much going on physically and spiritually.
Yeah.
And they're trying to sort it all out.
Yeah.
And we know that the devil is after that soul.
Yes.
And the devil is going to attack until the last moment.
Yeah.
So even if it appears that they're laying in the bed very calm and peaceful, there's still a spiritual battle going on inside of that person. So that's why we're there at the bedside praying with them and for them. And our chaplain anoints them, mm-hmm. is there at the bedside to pray with them, with the family. Mm-hmm. So it's the most important moment of their life.
I agree, because you know, pretty soon they get to go to their eternal reward, and you know, we want it to be a positive. We want it to be positive, and I think you all are doing a tremendous job of really helping that to happen. And so, when we go to break, do we come back with the sisters, or are they okay? So we want to make sure that we give out your information for your website, where they can contact you if they need services or if they want to donate to you. You know, God's got enough money to go around. We want them to donate to the Quest, but you know, it could be that they're really moved with what you're doing as well. So let's give out your website.
Okay, that is hawthorne-dominicans.org. And also the number for Our Lady Perpetual Help Home is 404-688-9515. And Sister Miriam is the superior at our home, so you would ask for her.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, Annie, do I still have a couple minutes, or are we... okay, 3 minutes? Okay, so Annie is in charge here. You know, I'm the one with the mic, but Annie is the one in charge. So 470-508-1160. We still have 3 minutes, so there is still time to get three more callers in there.
We want to ring this bell one more time.
That's right. Keep them calling. Come on, let's do it. Let's give away the cordofcandles.com. Let's ring the bell. A founder, a really quick founder right now would allow sisters to ring the bell. So come on, give us a call. We can do that. So, you know, do you all ever get to listen to Catholic radio? Is that something that you get
to
do?
Yes, I turn it on whenever I'm in the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a favorite show?
Well, it depends on what time of the day it is.
Yeah.
Because it depends on what time I'm driving, and most of the time I'm stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
So usually it's in the late afternoon.
Yeah. You know, when my mother-in-law, she lived with us for 18 years, the one that I was talking about, but at the end we had to take her somewhere else. We took the radio with her. Because she could pray the rosary with the radio. She could listen to the mass with the radio. You know, and it really did help keep her company. Mm-hmm. So how am I doing, Annie? 1 minute. Okay, 1 minute. Let's give out your website one more time.
Okay, that is hawthorne-dominicans.org.
Hawthorne-dominicans.org. And I want to say thank you once again to Sheila, Lois, Teresa, Charles, Father Tim, Joan, and Julie, who all called in during the 2 p.m. hour in honor of our sisters here, and we are grateful. It's Sister Catherine Marie and Sister Teresa Marie from Our Lady of Perpetual Help Home. They are Dominican sisters. I'm guessing if they didn't get that website right, they can just Google Our Lady of Perpetual Help Home.
Right.
And, you know, or you can call in as a founder right now, and then you'll get that Alexa dot thing, and then all you got to say is Our Lady of Perpetual Help Home, and all of a sudden it'll tell you how to contact them. So you can do that as well. Number to call is 470-508-1160. We will be taking calls during the break. But right now we're going to have to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I thank you again. I'm telling you, you guys were awesome. And I really appreciate you taking the time to be here with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for inviting us.
Yes. Oh, thank you. We'll have you again then. That's
thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah,
thank
all
you.
Right.